Good morning, a Friday morning, and joining us, Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Let's start with my payroll HR. We've talked a little bit about this story and followed it, but you have some details from Berkshire Bank and Chemung Canal lawsuits against Pioneer Bank as part of your story. Explain.
That's right. And so, you know, if you're not familiar with My Payroll HR, it's the company that collapsed back in September after its founder, Michael Mann, allegedly committed $70 million in bank fraud. And in the continuing fallout of that collapse, Berkshire Bank and Chemung Canal have filed separate lawsuits against Pioneer Bank. The recent lawsuits allege that Pioneer did not disclose that Michael Mann's accounts with the bank had 30 overdrafts totaling more than $106 million between January and August of last year. The lawsuits say that these overdrafts were suspicious activity and an indication of fraud. And if Berkshire and Chemung had been made aware of the activity, the banks would not have continued to be a part of a $42 million line of credit for Michael Mann. The negotiations for the line of credit extension were also happening at the same time Mann was overdrafting his accounts, according to the lawsuits. Some of the other details include that Michael Mann had at least 37 deposit accounts with Pioneer. But Pioneer CEO Tom Amell has acknowledged that that is a lot of accounts, though he said it's not unusual for the size and complexity of Michael Mann's businesses. Michael Mann's holding company, ValueWise, had at least 10 associated companies with it. Berkshire and Chemung claim that they were not notified when Pioneer Bank first froze Michael Mann's accounts, and they allege the lack of disclosure breached the loan participation agreements, which said that Pioneer must immediately notify them if there was any change in the financial condition of the borrower. Tom Amell has said that no one has been put on leave or laid off at the bank following Michael Mann's alleged fraud and the fallout, and that the bank has done an internal investigation to make sure they handled the relationship appropriately.
That's quite a story. Well, let's talk about an expansion going on at Lake George. This is the Georgian Resort, right?
Yes. You know, vacationing on Lake George may not be top of mind for most of us in February, but the Kenny family has been busy expanding their hospitality empire there. The Georgian Lakeside Resort has been acquired by Dave S. Kenny, bringing the total number of rooms his family manages to 1,000 throughout Lake George. Kenny's dad was the one that brought the factory outlets to nearby Queensbury 4 decades ago, and then went on to renovate hotels, motels, and restaurants around Lake George with sisters, in-laws, nieces, nephews, and some of his children. Today, the extended family owns at least 15 hotels and motels and multiple restaurants. Over the next year and a half at the Georgian, Kenny and his wife Erin plan to renovate guest rooms and bring more activities to the property. And the property is a popular wedding venue because of its large banquet hall and views of the lake. The purchase price wasn't immediately available, but the estimated value is $10.8 million, according to the tax rolls.
Melissa Mangini joining us on a Friday. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more on these and other stories at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks so much.